And welcome back. Episode number two.
Time for our episode. I'm cut you off, but it's time for our episode two theme song.
It's episode two. It's episode two. Yay! Yeah, we need definitely better writers.
No, yeah.
It's almost like we come up with those on the spot.
Yes. Right here. Sitting right here. Yeah. But we actually rehearsed that several times.
3 hours. And Pat's a bit of a perfectionist.
Yes. So we are back. It's pretty exciting that we've lasted this long. We got signed for another contract.
Woohoo. Wait, we're doing episode to episode?
No. It's now. Yes.
Yes.
But we are back, and...
So in what episode do I get married to Yoko Ono and I break up the band?
The last.
The last episode?
Yes. Anyone that marries Yoko Ono ends up breaking up in their band, and... We won't go on from there. I can just say stay away from guns and Manhattan.
Interesting story about Yoko Ono. Me and my friends played Rock Band. We had awesome. It was my buddy Crazy Legs Heath. It's because when he played guitar, kept his legs all crazy. And then...
That's like a gang member.
My lady friend at the time, she kept arguing with us. So we called her Yoko Ono. We never played again. True story.
See? That's the fact of it. Yoko is a band breaker. Yeah. So, when we left last time, you were going to ask me about the homework that I left.
So, there was homework last week?
Yeah, there sure
my
was.
My dog ate it.
Hell, your dog ate it. Time to dissect the dog. We were talking about, I want people to, you know, this whole scenario with Christians that don't go to church. And maybe we have people who listen who don't go to a church. And what's the reasoning behind it? What does God think about it? What does Jesus say about it? And that's where we're going
to
start with today.
I have to interrupt you, though. Nobody's listening right now. We're recording this.
Yeah, but someone will listen.
Are you sure? Is it you that's going to listen?
I will listen. I'll listen 100 times.
But you go to church. Times.
Yeah. Well, I do have a biased opinion.
I've seen you there.
About this. But, you know, we're letting people know about it. By the way, we have to tell them quickly about our phone number.
Oh, yes. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you want to tell Pat how bad he is.
Which, of course, no one wants to do.
You know, you can either email us, chris@chrisasthehaz.com. And I'll pretend to be you, asking him the questions. Or, a new feature for episode two. I think we even have a theme song. We's got a phone number. We's got a phone number. Yay! 504-264-ASK-1.
That's 504-264.
A as in ask. Not A as in donkey.
From last episode, if you were listening. Ask 1. Say it again.
504-264-ASK-1. Yes, you can leave a voicemail. And if you do, and you have a nice radio voice, we might even put you in the show.
That's right. You'll be on the show. Now, you can ask more than one question if you'd like, but you have to ask at least one.
Yeah, a maximum of 17. You don't have to ask any questions, though. Comments are welcome.
Comments, especially positive comments.
Negative comments towards Pat.
They're welcome. Thank you. Now... we left off last week with a homework. So we have a question we're going to start with today. It was written by one of my youth, and we are going to read it. Go ahead.
Are you disgracing? I can't read. It's too late. Are you disgracing God if you don't go to church?
Are you disgracing God? I'm going to repeat this statement. Are you disgracing God if you don't go to church? I think...
But isn't disgracing like a strong word?
Yeah, disgracing is a strong word.
He's not a big fan of it.
Here's a better... God is the author of grace. You can't undo his grace. But the question is, are you disgracing yourself? And really, are you disobeying God if you don't go to church? Are you offending maybe even? Jesus' last prayer, John, towards the end of the book of John, he's chapter 17. Lord... Let them be one. It was a prayer for unity of believers. And he specifically says, not just the ones I have here, but the ones that are to come, us. You know, Jesus' prayer made it obvious unity was going to be hard. And it is hard. It is hard to be part of a group of people who have different opinions and sometimes get out of line and don't act the way God wants them to act. It's hard when your only opinion of the church has been a negative one. But, you know, we can't know more than Jesus. We can't know more than Paul the Apostle. We can't put ourselves to be more spiritual, more holy. We were told repeatedly through the Bible to make this thing work. We're told, do not forsake the assembling. Do not forsake as is the custom of some who have turned away, right? Jesus said it like this, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you're separated from the vine, the branch will wither away and die. And Jesus said, where two or more of you are gathered, I am in the midst of you. Now, does that mean you have to go to the largest church in your city? Does that mean you have to go? I mean, does a church have to be a huge thing? Does it be a small thing? I say this. If you don't trust that your pastor is being led by God, then why are you going there? There are other churches. But
well, here's the question. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you, say, live in a small town, mm-hmm. okay, they only have, say, one church. It's a Catholic church. Not talking about the Catholics.
Let's just say you're not Catholic.
And you're not Catholic.
What do you do? You travel. You know, for a period of time, my wife and I drove an hour and a half to church okay. with our whole family.
But say you're a young person.
Let's say you're 15, 14 years old.
Yeah.
I know that situation very well. In fact, I have a very good friend of mine. It's the same situation there. And what do you do at that point? Well, you pray and you ask God to help you send other believers. And you start your own church if that needs be. You start a group of believers and you pray and ask God for direction and God will help you. Okay. If you are really in that situation. I'm going to tell you this, though. Most people are not. There are a lot of churches out there. And those churches, you know, you pick up your phone book and you scroll through church. That might not be the best way to do it. Because
what's a phone book?
Exactly. It might not be the best way to do it. But if you
Google it?
You could Google churches. But a lot of churches, in that case, may not have their church in the on the web or anything like that. You know, there's not a master list for every church known to man. But you know what? Just get out there and start traveling. You know, if you go to school, if you're a teenager, go to school, you know, try to find other Christians that go to school. And you start from that route.
What about the separation of church and state?
Well, that doesn't affect them. In fact, No. Separated church and state. And that's a whole other question, a whole other topic.
Yeah, we'll get into that now.
But students are allowed to talk about anything they want to talk about. If they want to ask about church, Christian.
Are they even allowed to ask teachers?
Yeah, they're allowed to ask teachers, but just not during class.
Okay.
You know, during my class, if a child asks me about God thing, we had it happen today. They started trying to get me to talk about God, and there's a student in class that doesn't believe in God.
It's a trap.
It is a trap, and I told them, we're not going to talk about this. Right now, we're in algebra. But Mr. Hazard, you're a pastor. We should talk about God. No, God wants me to teach you algebra. That's what he put me here to do, is teach you algebra, and that's what we're going to do. You want, you know, and I don't even say that. Because that's a trap. What I say is we're here to learn algebra. If you want to talk about this, you can come to church. Come to my church, we'll talk about it. You know, or stay after school. Come to our FCS meeting. We have an FCS group, Fellowship of Christian Students. We'll talk about it then, because that it's allowed.
Okay.
You know, but are you disgracing God? That's a bad slur. That's a bad phrase. You're disobeying God. If you do not go to church, you're disobeying God.
So he wants us there.
He wants us there. He wants us to find a church. Now, he does not want us being abused. Jesus said himself, I put the sheep in the pasture you're supposed to be in. I put the shepherds in, but there are some shepherds that have climbed over walls.
Not even wolf clothing, but
there are some shepherds that have climbed over the walls and that are tending sheep that are not theirs. So if you find yourself in a situation where your pastor is abusive, your pastor is a gossip, if your pastor speaks openly of things that are going on, that counseling of privilege matters, you have no business being with that man. If you feel that he looks at you weird, these are all things to pay attention to.
Okay. Now, what if your pastor has an overinflated ego?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, all people are human. But as a pastor, you accept a higher standard. And that's just how it is. And as a pastor, you should be humble. Because Jesus humbled himself more than all of us did. And not humble in a way where you make sure people know you're humble. You should just... I mean,
now,
should not
be. Did you miss that day of pastor school?
I think I did. I realized as I was explaining this, I'm walking into a trap. I am humble. I am the most humble person I know. I put myself in for the Humble Award over the last 7 years. Every year, twice a year.
Did you ever win?
But I'm still in the running. I'm putting myself in again this year. No.
7 nominations equals 1 win, right?
Yeah, right. I walked into that one. But I have to say, of all people I know, I'm the most humble.
All right.
No. All things being real, the fact is it's a good deal. There are pastors who have serious ego trips. And we have to remember, Jesus humbled himself even to the point of obedience to the cross, death on the cross. And we are to follow those shoes. Jesus never once ran around saying, I am the head of this church. Follow me. Do what I say. He never did that. He was always humble. He was always humble.
If he did, do you think less people would follow him?
If he did, he wouldn't have been God.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, question. We have another question for tonight, I believe.
Yes, we do. Right. Now, is it bad to lie so you wouldn't have to explain yourself?
Anyone who has ever had an injury that requires more than a Band-Aid has to, at some point, look at this problem and go, what am I going to do? I wish sometimes they'd invent signs, like scrolling signs that you can carry around to explain what happened, or print up on paper and just hand to people, because a lot of times you just, you know, the details, and then it's like people are sitting just far away enough that they didn't hear or they only heard part of what you just explained to somebody. And now you got to say it again. It is never okay to lie. Bible makes that clear. It's not okay to lie if the question is fair. If the question is fair, it's not okay to lie. Here's a better situation. Be honest. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't feel like talking about it.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
I just don't feel like talking about it. What happened to your arm? I got ran over by a train. No, that's not what happened.
Yeah. Well, here's an example. Is it okay to do this? Like my buddy, Shirley, he had his kidneys taken out. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know why, I don't remember, but his mom gave him a kidney. So he has two awesome scars, like on both sides. Awesome. All right, somebody asked him what had happened. His response, go-to response is, he fell on a tree, went all the way through, didn't hit anything major.
That's one heck of a tree, and that's one heck of a fall.
Yeah.
He's probably being humorous about it because he's sick and tired of explaining, or it's no one's business. And I think if you're being humorous, you know, I broke my hand a couple of years ago, shattered my hand, and it was a stupid accident. I was showing off to my children.
Wait, you showing off?
No, it's humble award. I don't do that anymore since I started running for that. But I'm trying to show my children how to flip in the ocean, and I forget that the water is only 2 inches deep, and I end up shattering my
right hand. How is that something you forget?
Because it was uneven. I was in a lagoon.
So one was 2 inches, the other was 3 inches?
The other was about, you know, 3 feet. Okay. So it was a lagoon. It was on a sandbar that I didn't see. And I do this flip, and I land perfectly, except for my right fingers go into this. I was going into the water, and my hand's going down, but I pointed my right fingers down, thinking I had about a foot of water. I didn't know, I wasn't paying attention. And my hand got caught in the sand, and it just snapped the bones in my hand. I got sick and tired of explaining it. So I started saying how I got into a fight with, you know, Batman. He attacked me last night. And, you know, I got, you know, there's a meteor hit Earth, but I backhanded it. You know, meteor exploded into pieces. My hand got broken.
Well, so wait, that story wasn't true?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I've been telling other people. I'm the guy who backhanded a meteor.
The thing is that you get tired of telling stuff, so you joke around with stuff. And I don't think that's necessarily a lie. I think, I mean, if it's an understood what, you know, you're telling stories, you know, but
now is it your fault if somebody believes it as the truth?
Well, you have to make sure. I think you have to do everything you can do to make sure they know it's a joke. You know, if you sit there and say something like, "I got shot in the hand," you know, and they're going on with this thing, and you don't square it away, then you might want to check. But if you sit there and say you got an alien UFO landed on your hand and pinned you there while they made you more intelligent than you already were, or they stole half your intelligence and you still outsmart that people, and they walk around saying this, then that's kind of part for them. I think sometimes that can be funny, but for the most part, I think there's nothing wrong, really, when it comes down to it, saying, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
That's a simple question. I just don't want to talk about it. And there it is. You know, people need to understand that you only control a couple things in this world. You control where you're going when it's over, and you control the value of your word while you're here. There's nothing else you really control.
Okay.
Because you can't control your own health, you can't control any of that stuff. So you can't control whether your baby's going to cry in the background or not.
Wait, that's your baby?
This, by the way, this is Baby Studios. Crying Baby Studios we're recording out of. But the fact, that's just a sound mechanism. That's my 3-month-old son.
That's me on the soundboard, actually.
It's actually Chris running 4 miles. But,
I believe your baby is now our first official guest.
Our baby is our first official guest. We are going to shut it down for the night.
Well, we have homework.
We have homework. Yes, we have homework. We finished on honesty.
Okay.
So let's think about this. How honest I mean, how honest really of a person are you? Give yourself a rating, you know. And we're not talking humble, we're talking honest. What points do you allow your honesty to slip? We got a good question to start off with next week. But at what point, you know, we said it's never okay to lie, you know. But I also said it's never okay to lie as long as the question's fair. So, you know, let's go three-dimensional with this, and you know.
Do I have to put on special glasses?
Possibly. But, you know, there are situations that people ask you some pretty hard questions that the truth is impossible to tell. And there are situations where you've put yourself in a situation to bust somebody else out from something that no one has the right to know. And how do you balance all that stuff? You know, how do you balance your integrity with putting yourself in really painful, hard situations if you speak, someone's getting in trouble? You know?
That's deep.
That's deep. Think deep. About that. And
when it's so deep, you can do a flip in it.
It's like a well. That's a deep subject. Now, tell me again, what's the phone number they can call?
504-264-ASK-1.
You can ask more than one question, but you have to ask at least one.
Or at least one comment, but please limit your questions to 17.
Yeah, no more than 18 at least. No, at most. Also, you can go online to our website.
ChrisAsTheHaz.com.
You can email us.
Chris@ChrisAsTheHaz.com.
Or
Patrick@ChrisAsTheHaz.com.
Which, by the way, they both go to Chris, so it doesn't matter anyways.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time.
Oh, yeah. And look for a new video.
And
we're going to try and get those up on, Sundays, I think it was.
Yeah, Sundays, YouTube. Look at ChrisAsTheHaz.com. And, we are in our glorious selves.
Humble.
Yeah, humble. Humble. So let's sing our humble song.
We are humble. We are humble. Yay!
Goodbye.